very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk from the Voice of America on Tuesday, November 8th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. My name is Chris Gandhi.
And I'm Jonga Kandemire.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the U.S. elections 2016. Polling stations have opened as the first ballot were cast in one of the most divisive presidential elections, pitting Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton against Republican nominee Donald Trump.
The kickoff early in the hours of today marked the end of a bitter campaign as Clinton and Trump presented radically different visions of how to lead the United States.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 4930 and 6065 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
Thanks for joining us once again tonight on Live Talk. We are talking about today's presidential elections, which has proved to be a nightmare for pollsters. On the one hand, nearly every national poll put Hillary Clinton ahead of Mr. Donald Trump. Of some 20 or so final polls, all but one have put in front. So anything other than a Clinton win will be regarded by some as a polling failure, Jonga.
Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, Chris, although there seems to have been a small swing in her favor in the final days, the Democrat nominee's lead is still only a narrow one, on average between 3 and 4 points. Just 4 of the final polls give a lead of more than 4 points. Between 3 and 4 points, that is if she wins, and just 4 of the final polls, she expects to pick from the battlegrounds. I think Pennsylvania is one of them, mm-hmm. and the CNN polls and all those other organizations that were following or are following the elections, they were putting Ms. Clinton at 268 electoral votes, mm-hmm. and Mr. Trump at 204. And I'm not sure how people will view it, but for me, I think it will be an easy task for Ms. Clinton to clinch the 2 votes that she needs to make 270, the electoral college votes. And for Mr. Trump, from 204, he needs about 66.
Yes. Jonga, that's 66. But if we look at the electoral map, how it has been changing, you know, it might not be as easy as it appears on paper because in any case, Mr. Trump has been so unpredictable since he announced that he is going to take part in the elections. You know, everyone had written him off. They thought he was not going to make it. But he made it in such a way that the pollsters up to now, they have thrown away all their theories. Now it's difficult to say what's going to happen tonight. Mm-hmm. So we are going to be keeping an eye, of course, throughout the day. So even after the show, to you listeners out there, you can still go to our website and also our Facebook pages, and we'll keep updating you on what's going to be taking place, Jonga.
Ndizvo zvichaizvo, Chris Hongu, nasizwa hombe muAmerica nepasi rose, sezvo nyika yeAmerica iri musarudzo dzekutsvaga mutungamiri wenyika anenge awe chimakumi mana neshanu kana kuti 45th president ndiye ari kusarudzwa zvino izvi. Asi sarudzo idzi hadzisingonangana nemutungamiri wenyika chete. Pane zvakawanda zviri kuvhoterwawo, Chris. Tinonzwa kuti kuri kuvhoterwa anonzi marepresentative pamwe chetewo nemasenator. Kozotiwo zvakare muno muWashington DC mune sarudzo hombe irimo zvakare yekuti DC yove dunhu here rakazvimirira kana kuti state. Ndo zvimwe zvichavhoterwa nevanhu. Asi panyaya DC tinonzwa kuti kana dai vanhu vakavhota kuti iwe state zvinenge zvava kusenate. ndorinenge rakuzosarudza dare resenate kuti iwe state iri kauti kwete. Tinoona kuti kuzama kwakamboitika pekutanga hakuna kubudirira, zvaigumira iko kusenate ikoko. Saka tinoimba kuti pamwe rwendo runo zvinobudirira zvichipfuura kuenda mberi. Asi nyaya iripo ndeyekuti vazhinji vari kutarisira kuti sarudzo dzichafamba zvakanaka, uye vanga vachimbotarisawo kubvira padzakatanga vanhu vachitanga kuvhota, inonzi early voting inoitwa muno. Vazhinji vanga vachingoratidza kuti amai Clinton vanenge vanga vari pamberi, asi tinonzwa kuti kutungamira kwavanga vakaita ikoko kunenge kwakwazoenda kuchidzorwa navaTrump, sezvataurwa nemumwe wangu Chris Gande kuti aiwa. Ukwanise kuziva kuti mangwana zvinhu zvinomuka zvakaita sei kana uchitarisa vaTrump, hanzi vari unpredictable, zvinhu zvinogona kungoshanduka. Tinonzwa kuti vanga vakuvhara mukaha wanga uripo pakati pavo namai Clinton kubva patanga nyaya dzesarudzo. Zvinhu zvinogona kuitika kuti pekupedzisira mumwe anodonza chimuti mwa obva angohwina Chris.
Yebo Jonga. Lamhlanje zulukandaba sihlazi yake udaba lokhetho, ukhetho lweMelika. Bathi bona ngesilungu Jonga, if America catches a cold, the whole world sneezes.
Yes.
So today America is kind of in a cold, so I know the whole world they sneezing too.
That's true.
Yes. Yeah, so we are on top of the situation right now, and we have our reporters on the ground, and we are going to be having, of course, our guests as usual, who are going to give us their own perspective. Yes. Zulukandaba sihlazi yake njengokutsho kwami udaba lokhetho, ukhetho lalapha eMelika olwenziwa lamhlanje. Ye, siyazi ukubana kunsukwana ezedluleyo baningi kakhulu abavotileyo, okuthiwa lokhu yi-early voting, okutsho ukuthi lamhla ilanga lakugcina elokuthi abantu bavote bazise ukuthi bafuna ukhetho, ukuthi bafuna ukuthi bakhethe bani phakathi kukankosikazi Hillary Clinton webandla lama-Democrats, yena oncintisana lo mnumzana Donald Trump owe bandla lama Republicans Jonga.
Chris, tanzwa kuti tava na vazvidzairuzvidzo chizvarwa cheZimbabwe chiri muno muAmerica mudunhu reOhio. Makadii varuzvidzo?
Makadii vakuru vangu.
Aiwa, tiri vapenyu, tinotenda zvikuru nekuwana mukana kuti munge muchipinda pachirongwa chedu. Zvii zvamungataurirawo vateereri nevatariri pane inonguva pamusoro pesarudzo? Tinonzwa kuti dunhu renyu reOhio ndo rimwe rematunhu anga achingotarisirwawo kuti zvinhu zvinogona kumuka zvakashanduka ikoko.
Ichokwadi, hakuno vanhu vari kuvhota. Achada ndida kutaurira zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe ndechekuti muno muAmerica vanhu vanovhota vakasununguka. Hapana zvekuti unomanikidzwa. Hapana zvekuti pane kurwisana kuno kuya kweviolence. Vanhu vanokambena vakasununguka. Iyo zvine tikatarisa kana mapolling stations unondoenda uchitotaradza kuti ini ndiri kunovhotera nhingi. Vanhu tinoapprocha munhu we kana kuti bato rauri kunovhotera otokutaura kuti no, nhingi nanhingi 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 ndo vari kuti representa, especially munoma panapa vari kuitwa maelections presidential elections. Asi zvapaine presidential elections muno muOhio vari kuvhotera futi senator. Saka kuna senator wemarepublican na senator wemademocrats. Saka maagents emarepublicans anenge aripo achitaurira vamwe wavo kuti no, uyu ndowedu, uyu hasi wedu, uyu ndeTrump ndowedu, Clinton hasi wedu. Saka unotopuwa chipepa chinenge chine vanhu vacho, list yevanhu vako vese, kuti uyu neuyu neuyu. Kana in the event wapuwa ballot paper rako uringosisa confusike kuti wangu chaende upi. Pane mavotes ari kuitwa emaschools ekuti vada kukwidza mataxes, vamwe vari kuti anogadzikise mataxes. Saka panenge paina yes nano. Marepublicans anenge achiti no, tuda zvakati kana tuda kuti tikwidze mataxes. Saka unotopinda muballot paper ngikini mbotumia wako kutoziva kuti zvandofanira kuita ndezvakati. There's no confusion at all. Vanhu vanenge vakasununguka. Munhu achitobuda imomo hapana zvaizvo kuti wavhote, because munhu anenge aitotaura kuti no, I think ndaita vhoti yangu ndabuda ndaenda. Chimwe chandaona kunomu ndechekuti maqueue, yes, fanika nhasi anga ariko chaizvo, vanhu vanga vachinzwa kuda kuvhota. Asi hazvisi kutora time kuti munhu avhote. Hazvitore time, wakangopindawo mukwi yako, kii dzacho dziri kufamba zvakanaka chaizvo.
Thank you so much. Maybe Chris, you can throw a question to Mr. Ruzizo in English.
Oh, yeah, sure, Chonga. Mr. Ruzizo, you saying that there were long lines, and but they were moving quite fast. How would you describe the whole process, especially when you compare to the one back home?
Yeah, the process here is, I think people are voting freely. I would say it's free and fair because there is no violence. People are just doing their things quietly. And those who were campaigning, they were campaigning quietly. You could see people going to the rallies for Trump, and those who were going for the rallies for Clinton, they were going there freely without being forced or without any violence at all. So I think there's great difference from what happens back home, where people would want to go and address an MDC rally. They find there there are people who say your rally is cancelled, which I think there's a great difference between what happens back home and what is happening here.
Okay.
I don't know how best we can learn from what is happening here so that it happens back home.
I see. Thank you so much. Will you please stay on the line? And now joining us, Chonga, we have our own Gibbs Dube, who is reporting live from New York City. Welcome to the show, Gibbs.
Hi. Hi, Chris. I can hear you, but the phone is breaking.
But can you give us a sense of what's going on down there?
Right now, we are at the Trump Towers, Chris, and there's a lot of activity inside the Trump Towers. I'm right now outside the Trump Towers instead of inside because we're not accredited. So we are talking to people outside the Trump Towers, and there are several people that we've talked to here, Chris, who are saying that they expect Mr. Trump to win. You know, some of them are really believing in all the messages. About what Trump believes in. They actually believe in everything. They're saying Hillary Clinton is not going to win this time around. It's not the Democrats, it's the Republicans. And in terms of voting, we are told that many people are voting here, but we are yet to go to the polling stations to actually check that.
Okay, but Gibbs, can you give us a sense of what really is happening, especially in terms of coverage, because you
in
say
terms
you are,
of what,
you are,
Chris, your phone cut off.
Okay, you are outside. You said you could be inside, but what is this? Is this Mr. Trump's strategy? Because we understand he doesn't have good relations with the media.
Oh yes, Chris, that's very true. You know, Mr. Trump has been really, really hard on journalists. He believes that you know, the media is there to destroy him. The media is there to favor the Democrats. And if you look at the way the media is now treating Trump, is, you know, they're writing what they want, but at the end of the day, the truth. But then, you know, out of the people that were seeking accreditation here at from VOA, you know, only 6 guys were taken out of 28 or somewhere there. So it means that these 6 that were taken, we don't know the criteria that was used. But the majority of journalists are just outside. Maybe my count is roughly about 600 or so journalists outside here.
And Gibbs, I see you have someone with you there. Is he a Zimbabwean?
Yes. Yes, I've got Mr. Gibson Mbetsi. Mr. Gibson Mbetsi came here in August. So he's a very happy young man. And, you know, when I looked at him, he was carrying a flag inside his pocket. He said he was waiting for something. So we're not going to have the flag, but he's got it in his pocket. So talk to him.
So can we talk to him?
Yes, we can talk to him.
Avambedzi, Magadi.
Tiripo Magadi yuko mkuru wangu.
Ayu wandiru mpenyu. Tanzu wana Gibbs kuta angu kuziwae kutu yumu Zimbabwe nwe. Awona chiso ni kunyewe nuka ne smile yangairi pa face pa chiso penyu. Zvinhu zvinofadza izvozvo.
Ya, ndizvozvo. Ndaonekwa ndakakwana ndandine mureza wangu muhomwe takatogadzirira zvese zvese.
Ndizvozvo. Saka chii chikuru chanyanyo kufadzai pazuva ranhasi chaita kuti mude kubuda makatakura mureza weZimbabwe kusarudzo dzeAmerica?
Chikuru chanyanyo kundifadza ndete kuti ndakauya kuno kumanje manje asi ndakasa ndambo experience wa ma elections anoitwa muno muAmerica. Tanga tajaira ma elections anoitwa tiri kwedu ko kuZimbabwe. Asi tanganya undifadza muno ndeche kuti everyone is very much peaceful. Vanhu vari kutaurirana, there is freedom of speech. Munhu anotaura kuti anoda kuvhotera ani asingatyi, asingachikurohwa, asina zvaanotya. Zvinhu zviri kunyanya kutifadza muno nekuti uri kutoona kutoti umwe ari kutobata, ari kutofamba akatobata kana bhana raDonald Trump, umwe ari kufamba akabata bhana raHillary Clinton. Padzimba dzavo vanenge vakaisawo maposters aDonald Trump, vamwe vanenge vakaisawo maposters aHillary Clinton. Saka chinhu chinofadza nekuti zvinoratidza kuti vanhu vari open to choosing which leader whom they want.
Mr. Mbedzi, both Mr. Trump and Ms. Clinton are New York residents.
Yes.
Do you think this is or this is going to split New York?
No, actually I don't think it will split New York, but I really can't judge about who is really going to win New York. But what I can say is actually New York has been known, if you look at the history of my elections in America, Clinton, I think she has a much bigger hand over Trump here in New York.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mbedzi. Chris.
Yebo, Dube.
Yebo, God.
Yeah. Ungatshela abalaleli ukuthi kuyini okwenzakalayo ngapha edolobheni leMelika elikhulu iNew York esizwa khona yiko kulezigodlo zababili abancintisayo.
Yeah, kunjalo ke Chris, ungakhuluma futhi ugcizelela khonokho ngoba lapha okhona ukuthi umnumzana uDonald Trump ukhona lapha ke eTrump Towers. Ekumathawona lawa nje kukhanya ngazani ke kavumelanga ukuthi intathela izindaba zingene. Engavumelanga nje ukuthi kunganingazwanani intathela izindaba. Singazi ukuthi Chris. Kodwa ke kukhanya ngazani yena uthi bamkhotoza kakhulu. So ngumkhotoza khonokho ungazani umtshaya inhliziyo kabi. Kuzobuya ke masikhangela ukhetho kwalo. Sizwile ukuthi kunabantu abaningi abahambe ukukhetha. Nxa sukhangeleke Chris, kunabantu kade behambe eManhattan downtown khonapha-ke abantwana bakaDonald Trump bavotele khonapha-ke edowntown. Kuzokuthi uTrump laye kuthiwa uvotele eduzaneni khonapha, asikafiki thina kuma-police stations, kodwa sibona zane sihamba mbayimbayi. Nxa sokubuya njalo-ke abantu abathi bazakhetha umonye wabo, so sikhulume labantu abangu-10 Chris. Ebantwini laba abangu-10, abangu-7 bathe bavotele uClinton, then abangu-3 bavotela uTrump. So labo bathi bavotele uClinton bathi bakwenze lokho ngoba babona ukuthi uClinton uzaqhuba inhlelo zika Barack Obama. Kuzobuya ke labo bavotele umnumzana uTrump bathi umnumzana uTrump ngusomabhizinisi, so babona ngazane ngathuthukisa iMelika. Omunye wangikhona esikhulume laye Chris uthe ulakho njalo lokuthi akhumbule imthelo we-tax ozakwenza ukuthi umnotho uthuthuke kuhle. So ngase ngimbuza-ke ukuthi kathi manje njengoba uTrump wayengazani kateli umthelo we-tax pho angathini, wathi hhayi kanyengazani uzakhuphula izezo zakhe. So-ke sinethemba lokuthi abantu khonokho abakuthembayo uzaphumelela Chris.
Yeah, Gibbs, can you tell us what you know or have heard about what's going on at Mrs. Clinton's camp?
Yeah, according to the information that we're getting right now, Clinton is just downtown here. It's about several blocks from where we are, you know, from the Trump Towers. It's about 4 or so blocks. So we're told that she has actually established some headquarters at the Hilton Hotel. And we are told that she actually voted this morning. So after voting, then she is expected to come to the headquarters sometime, maybe in the afternoon. Right now, I made a check with some of the colleagues that are at the Hilton. They are saying that they haven't seen her, but she's definitely coming there. But then we are not quite sure whether she will come early or late in the afternoon. But then we'll keep on checking, Chris.
Okay, Chonga.
Thank you so much, Gibbs. Thank you so much, Mr. Mbedzi. Chris, just a brief background of the U.S. elections. On January 7, 1789, the first U.S. Presidential elections were held. And America's first presidential elections were held on this day. Voters cast their ballots to choose state electors. only white men who owned the property were allowed to vote. As expected, George Washington won the election and was sworn into office on April 30th, 1789. And as it did in 1789, the United States still uses the Electoral College system established by the U.S. Constitution, which today gives all American citizens over the age of 18 the right to vote for electors who in turn vote for the president. The president and vice president are the only elected federal officials chosen by the Electoral College instead of by direct popular vote. That's the brief background of the history of elections in America. Yes,
that's a very rich history from 1789.
Yes,
that's why the democracy is mature. You know?
That's true.
Yes,
and I think later in the show we have to explain this issue of electoral colleges because
it's a bit confusing.
Yes, that's true. Maybe we can go to Mr. Ruzwizo.
Mr. Ruzwizo. Is he still?
We've lost Mr. Ruzwizo. Mm-hmm. But maybe I can look at the Electoral College distribution of electoral votes. And the electoral votes are allocated based on the census. The allocations below are based on the 2010 census. And these were effective for the 2012, 2016, and 2020 presidential elections. So the states like Alabama, it has 9 electoral votes. Then Alaska has 3. And remember, America has 50 states. And Arizona has 11. And California is the highest number of electoral votes. It has 55. Then District of Columbia, where we are here, it has 3 electoral votes. Then, Chris, you live in Maryland. And I live in Maryland, too. So we have 10 electoral votes in Maryland. Maybe which other state do you want us to, because we cannot go through all the 50 states.
Yeah, look at Colorado, Iowa, Nevada, yes, and New Hampshire.
Colorado, it has 9 electoral votes. Then in New Hampshire, it has, Nebraska has 5. And New Hampshire has 4. Mm-hmm. And I think North Carolina is one of the battlefields. It has 15. And Pennsylvania, mm-hmm, another battlefield, it has 20 electoral votes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the other reason why I was asking you these are specific, because they are now, this season, it's 8 battleground states. So in for our viewers and listeners out there, when we're talking about battleground states, we're talking about the states which any of the two candidates can win, because other than that, other than those 8, those other states are known to lean towards a particular party. Mm-hmm. For example, the California that you said, it is one of the highest number of electoral colleges. It actually belongs, it's a blue state.
Yes.
It has always been a blue state. So that's where the battleground name
and,
comes from.
And Pennsylvania too.
Yes, yes.
It's known to be a Democratic state, but predictions are saying things can change this year.
Yes, yes, yes. That's true, Jonga. Mm. Anyway, we still have Gibbs Dube on the line. Dube?
Yes, yes. You want to talk to me, Chris?
Yes, so your final word, we just wanted to find out what is the situation going to be in terms of, coverage for now up to maybe the end of the show. What is your plan right now?
Oh, yes. So what I'm intending to do, Chris, is to actually, go to the polling stations and then make an assessment of what is going on. And so here, there was a gentleman as well that wanted to speak on the camera and say a bit of what he thinks about, Donald Trump. And he's a Hillary supporter and wants to say something.
Okay.
So at the end of the day, he wants to express his own opinion. So talk to him. He's here. Talk to him, Chris.
Yes, sir. How are you, sir?
Hello. Yes. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear.
I can hear you.
Okay. Now, can you? What's your name, sir?
My name is Theo Allen.
Okay. Now, can you tell us who is your choice and why?
My choice is Hillary Clinton for president and Tim Kaine for vice president because I cannot actually stand Donald Trump, whose tower is right across the street.
Mm. So you think that when you look at what's going on, do you think that Hillary Clinton, your candidate, is going to win?
I'm not sure whether or not she will win because that's why I'm here. If I knew Hillary would be president or Trump would be president, I would just accept it and move on, but we're not sure.
Okay. Well, that's a good way to view it because if you put your eggs in one basket and if it falls down, then you cry, right?
No. Unlike Donald Trump, we have to accept the results of this election regardless.
Okay. Thank you so much for your contribution.
Thank you.
Okay. Have yourself
okay.
a... All right.
Okay.
Gibbs.
Get hold on. I've got a Trump supporter here. You want to talk to a Trump supporter?
Okay, can you put him on? Can you quickly put him on? We're running out of time. Yes. Okay.
Talk to him. He's a nice gentleman.
All right.
I've got people on the line here, Voice of America. They want to talk to you, eh? Can you talk
Hello?
To them,
sir?
Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm fine. What's your name, sir?
My name is Asa, A-S-A, Lowe, L-O-W-E.
Mr. Lowe, who is your choice and why?
My choice is Donald J. Trump, and you can see by me holding the sign that I have here, I support him fully because he's going to bring jobs back to this country. We have a big unemployment rate in this country, and we need jobs, and we need the homeless to be taken care of. The housing market has gone bust, and we need to come back as a country, and Donald Trump is going to do that.
Yeah, but we have heard some of his rhetoric, and people are saying it's divisive, and he's not, you know, he doesn't talk good about women and stuff like that.
I would like to say that is the Hillary camp. 3 weeks before the election, they bought all of this stuff up. She's so messed up. Hillary Clinton's camp, Hillary Clinton's campaign is making these rhetorical remarks about Donald Trump 3 weeks before the election. And they're also bringing this up. It is untrue. All the remarks that you've heard are false.
Okay. Thank you so much for your contribution, Mr. Lowe.
Thank you.
Here's a classic one here. There's a beautiful lady here. Just talk to this beautiful lady. 1 second. Only 1 second. Look at her. Look at her. She's like a peacock, you know? Can you see her?
Yes, we can. Can we? She looks like she's shying away from your camera there.
She's camera a very shy. Nice lady. Okay, can you talk to us? Talk to these people. Can you talk to them? No, they want to talk to you. They want to talk to you. It's live.
Oh, yes. Hi, everybody. Hi, Juan. Hi.
Hi.
My name is Marnie Halassa.
Yes.
I have my own protest consulting group called Revolution is Sexy.
Yes.
And I just thought it was important to come out and protest the election day against Donald Trump because of the sexual assault allegations. And as a woman, I feel very strongly about that. So I'm here, and I'm here to protest. And you know what? Let's see what happens after tonight. You know?
Thank you very much. Thank you. All right, guys. I'm done with you, right?
Okay. Thank you so much. Take care, Gibbs.
Yeah, okay. Okay, take care. I'm out, eh?
Okay. Bye-bye. That is quite, you know, you can see the excitement in the air and so forth. I mean,
and the coexistence.
Yeah.
The political parties, supporters mingling.
And they're telling you I'm protesting, and, you know, people are just jovial. You know,
that's
it's
true.
Not like protesting with a button stick or something like that.
Something, that's true.
Yeah. Anyway, Jonga, Silom Laleli, we have a listener, Bongeni Stole, also South Africa. Kunjani?
Hey, ngiyaphila baba njani?
Hayi siyaphila. Ungasiphathisa usiphe imbono yakho.
Eh, mina ngaliphathisa mina ngibona ukuthi Donald Trump uzowina lapho baba.
Kungani usitsho njalo ba?
Awu Donald Trump usembono isupport yakho ngathi naye lapho benayo kakhulu kwamanje supporters for zikelele lidlulileyo nalela isupport yakhe ngathi iqinile kakhulu hayi angawina.
Aha, bathini eSouth Africa babhekile inokwenzakalayo ngapha?
ababhekile kakhulu kodwa iningi lisupporti uHillary Clinton.
Oh, wena usupport uTrump?
Yeah, mina support uTrump. Ngibona ngathi ngumuntu right kakhulu because ngumuntu olezimali kangeke katshontshe imali kugovernment already unemali yakhe emuva. Angimboni ukuthi angaba ngumuntu ongaba nenkinga lapho uma engaphathi.
Ye kodwa uke wezwa yini imbiko kade yethula lapho eKhankasa abantu abathi hayi ingani ngumuntu okhuluma imbiko engani kayihlambulukanga?
Ya bengisizwa ngempela kodwa hayi mina ngendlela mina inhliziyo yami yena vele isupportela yena ngempela.
Ah, we kulungile. Hayi umuntu lelungelo lakho ukuthi ufuna umuntu akhethe uphi. Yiko kuthiwa i-democracy ngesilungu.
Yebo, hayi nami ngilethemba ukuthi angawina shem kakhulu because i-support ingathi ube nayo kakhulu. Ngisuke siqina ngamandla ngawina.
Hayi, hayi kulungile. Hayi sibongile kakhulu Mbongeni.
Hey,
Jonga, that is a very strong Trump supporter.
From South Africa.
Yeah, from South Africa. He says, although a lot of people in South Africa, from what he's saying, support Hillary Clinton, mm-hmm. but he thinks that Donald Trump is the man because yeah, he's a businessman.
I heard him saying he will never steal never from the government because he is wealthy already. Yeah, that's his view.
Yeah.
Varu Shizu, I mean, what you Zoka Eriparu, not Varu Shizu. Ah, Dufunga Taita Damu Ziko, Navaru Shizu. Oh, ma Zoka Parunare Tamboku Shaiwa, Varu Shizu.
Na
nda kanyuta nifunga pana mutamba kwese kunzungire kunyimo zvinhu zvine zvichifamba nyaya tingangoda kuti mutsanangure nezvayo ndiyo nyaya yekuti nyaya ema electoral college amene kana muri kuinzwisisa zvekuti munga tsanangura muchienzanisa kana kukombea nemafambisiro andwa sarudzo kumusha kumusha tinongoziva kuti ningaita bato rakatraita 66 iraita 57 razodi muno wari kutaura zvema electoral college tinonzwa kuti all in all pane 538 mavotes anenge achiwanikwa asi anotanga kuita 270 votes ndiye anenge wina chigaro mune zvamungada kutsanangura pamusoro pazvo.
Ya ndinozvi hangu kuti kuno kuhayo tine 18 ma electoral votes college kuno kuka my votera vanenge ndekuti kana tichienda ku my elections paunovhota paya unenge uchivhotera vanhu vokuti vagozvosarudza mutungamiri waunoda saka munomwe vanenge vachiti vane 18 vachasarudza mutungamiri waachamirira achanzi ndiye anodiwa kuohio nemukadatswai vachizoita fight kuti Hillary zvezva kudaenda hwina chi ohio uyiwo Trump achidaenda hwina ohio wozaka dzahwina ohio anenge ahwina vese 18 vaya kuti vagozomusarudza musha unoti iwo kana wakaisa ex yako pana mugabe ndiwo wati uda kuti aite president iwewe manje apa vanenge vachitizvo kana waisa ex yako kumadhemokrats uda kuti madhemokrats akuzosarudza Mike Clinton kuti vaite se vaite president ndo mutsauko wacho unogona kuwana vanhu vakawanda vachivhotera kuti ndoda Mike Clinton vashoma vachivhotera kuti ndoda Trump asi ozvizva vachinzi Trump ndiye ahwina because anenge ahwina more electoral votes kana Mike Clinton.
Saka iwo veelectoral voter vanenge vasarudzwa kupi kumacongress anoitwa kumaconvention kuyo
vanenge vasarudzwa kuma like munomwe haye ndiri ndatora kuti tine 18 vatiroda kuti tisarudze 18 electoral votes vatiroda kuti ivavo vakanzi vahwina ndo vachazozi 18 varoda kuti izvo whether Mike Clinton kana kuti Trump ave president saka marepublican anga achitofaitira kuti dai taona these 18 electoral votes madhemokrats vachifaita kuti dai taona these 18 electoral votes munomwe haye.
Oh. Aiwa majekesa chaizvo zvanzwikwa. Tinotenda ramba yanyimuri parunare Chris une mashoko.
Yes, Jonga, like I said before, today it's a big day and we are out in full force to give people, especially back home in Zimbabwe, the latest of what's going on regarding these elections. And of course, we have our foot soldiers, our very energetic and young. You know, they went out in the streets to talk to some people. And right now we have one of the interviews that was done by Chiwoniso Jani, and she spoke to Mercy, who is a millennial. Let's take a listen to this.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thank you.
And your name is?
Hi, my name's Merle Vance.
And today's election day. Can you tell us what's going on in your mind?
My mind's a little scattered. I am voted as a Democrat, so I am hoping for Hillary to win. But we're no at midnight noon. I'm sorry, 12 o'clock midnight.
Uh-huh.
And I hope to see people voting. That's all that counts, because every vote matters.
Wow.
Regardless if you're a Democrat or Republican, we need to know, and eventually we'll have a president.
Yeah, wow.
At midnight.
I like the way that you said you're going to vote
yes.
for Hillary. Do you feel that she's a good candidate?
I believe she's more qualified than Trump.
Mm-hmm.
She's been in the government for so long, so she's already been secretary. So I feel like she is more qualified than Trump. I've been watching their campaigns, and the way that each other talk, it's really different. And I just wouldn't want him to be representing. I wouldn't even know if I would have a conversation with Trump. So I would be honored to, you know, have Hillary more and better than Trump.
Okay, my last question. As a young person, how are you going to benefit from this? Of all the points that she has talked about, whether it's climate change, children care, what do you think is the best thing that you feel as a youth, as a young person, as a millennial, that I think this is why I'm voting for
she's
Hillary?
Focused, she's focused not only on just the young people, but just all different aspects of the issues going on in the U.S., definitely climate changing. She's worried more about the middle class and how taxing the 1% would make a difference. And I get taxed a lot, and I don't have kids, and it's crazy. But she's definitely trying to make a difference. And what she has been saying is what I agree with, better than what Trump has been saying. Building the wall, talking about other people, and how stereotyping and categorizing certain people, and it's not true. I just had a guest earlier that's Mexican, and he said I'm considered a rapist, and I literally, he was laughing, but it was actually really sad. So
wow.
I hope Hillary wins.
Okay, and this is all the way from DC. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you there, Chiwaniso. That was Chiwaniso Jani, one of our reporters who went out there in the streets to talk to people who were voting. And we also have Mike, another reporter with Studio 7, Mike Hove. He also was on the streets, and this is what he compiled for us.
Ready? Remember?
Hi, guys.
Ready? Remember?
Hi, guys.
I think we have some technical difficulty. We'll come back to that tape later, Jonga. What you have?
Ndizvozvo manzwa apo urukuru yaitwa nemutoro wedu nawo Chiwaniso Jani ari kutenderera achiona zviri kuitwa muri kuvhotwa ataura nechimwe chizvarwa chemuno muAmerica chiri kuti icho aiwa ndinotarisira kuti Mike Clinton ndo vachakunda asi hanza hana yangu haina kudzikama nekuti hatizive zvinobuda musarudzo iyi. Tiri kuzamawo zvakare kuti kupei hurukuro yaitwa nemumwe mutoro wedu wenhau Mike Hove atenderawo zvakare achipinda muri kuitwa sarudzo idzodzi. Chatingadongorangaridza vanhu Chris is just to say na sarudzo dziriko nhasi ndedzekusarudza mutungamiri anenge wechi 45. Obama ndo vanga vari wechi 44, the 44th president. And remember President Obama also went down the history lines by being the first African American. And also this election is going to usher in something new in the history books too.
Yes, yes. Jonga, either way, whoever wins, history will be
history
made.
Will be made.
Because if it's Hillary Clinton, she's going to be the first woman.
Yes, to
lead America. And if it's Mr. Trump,
yes,
it will be the first non-politician who will be the president. So either way, history is being made.
Yes.
And also, the other interesting thing about these elections, of course, there is the president and the senators.
Mm.
There are also issues
yes.
that people are voting for.
Anzi, tuda kuti fojika inonzi mbanjei, kana marijuana.
Yeah,
yeah. Putuke zvikutandara, kwete zvikuita mishongayo, anzi recreational. Zviri kuvhoterwa izvozvo.
Yeah, and also, they are voting for minimum wage, from $12, they want it to be $13.50 an hour. There's also taxes. So, other than these two, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, there's also a whole lot of issues.
Yeah, as what Mr. Rushidzo explained earlier, that also in his state they are voting for taxes and all that. Mr. Rushidzo. Mr. Rushidzo, are you still there?
Hello?
Yes. Maybe you can continue explaining to our listeners about other issues that are being voted for or against, as you explained earlier.
Yeah, the other issue that I think the other issue that people are voting here, as I said, we have some school zones which are voting for an upgrade in their taxes. Some are saying, no, we don't want anything. And in Columbus, downtown Columbus, we have the issue of our transportation. The it's called the Columbus Ohio Transportation Authority. It's called COTA, Columbus Ohio Transportation Authority, something like that. They want to increase the number of buses and the area that it covers. So they are saying, do we like that or not? People are voting for their extension. And some people are saying, no, we no longer want it. Some people are saying, yes, we want it. So I know the transportation department went to politicians and they explained their position. So these politicians will come to their electorate and say, vote for this or don't vote for this.
But
so this
is... Do you see that happening in Zimbabwe, that all these issues going for, I mean, to the people, for people's opinions and people putting down their minds through ballots?
Yeah, I'm a Zimbabwean. For the past 36 years, I think we haven't seen that. Imagine we have only one referendum that was done in 2000, is it the year 2000 or 99, where people were asked to put their mind on paper. But otherwise, all along, we have been seeing things changing without people knowing what is happening. We all love to be involved. We all like to be involved in any changes that happens in our country. So that when a change comes, people know this is what we want. Not for people to see things changing overnight. That's why we're having this... bond note problem, because people are saying we don't want bond note. That's the government is saying we want it. It was good if the government had explained to people the good part of the bond note. People understand it and then they accept it.
And then they vote for it if ever they want.
Then they vote for it. If they want it, they will vote for it. If they don't want it, they will vote against it. But we're just told in October we'll be having bond notes. Where that is coming from, we don't know.
I see. Thank you so much, Mr. Rushidzo. Just keep holding on. We have Mr. Promise Sunday, who is joining us from the battleground of Florida. How are you, sir?
I voted early because I was just so excited to be a new...
Mr. Sunday?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Okay, Mr. Sunday, sorry for that. We have to switch now to, we want to get some voices of people, what they say about voting, and then we'll come back to you. We'll talk to you after these voices.
I voted early because I was just so excited to be a new voter, a new citizen, and I wanted to make my voice heard. This election is very important for many different reasons to everybody. We all have our reasons why we voted for each candidate, but it's really, really important, and I was very passionate about this election. I followed it for the past year, and this is my first time actually paying attention to any election campaign, because I feel like there's so much at stake, and we need to vote for the right candidate who take our country to where we believe it needs to go.
Hey yo, what's good? I'm Lucian Parker, and I'm a 19-year-old African-American United States citizen, and this year, I voted against Trump.
Hi, my name is Michaela Serena. I'm 21 years old. My nationality is American and my ethnicity is African American and Hispanic. I'm voting for Hillary Clinton because I do not support Donald Trump or any of his views. So for this election, I'm going to have to go with the lesser of two evils.
ipfungwa dzevamwe vari muno muZimbabwe muAmerica vavota tatanga kunzwa vane midzi yekuNamibia asi vamuAmerican vataura apo kuti andafara zvikuru ndaitawo mukana wekuvhota kekutanga takanzwa mumwe wechidiki ane makore 19 atara kuti aiwa ini ndavhotera hamai Clinton handiwirirane nemaonero avaTrump takanzwa zvakare musikana azotaura parutaurawo zvimwe chete kuti aiwa ini ndavhotera hamai Clinton ndevechidiki avo handidove vane ramangwana renyika vatungamiri veramangwana
ayiko sivile jonga sizwile lapho bekhuluma abantwana balapha eMelika besitshela nje ukuthi bavote njani njengokubona kweni lani liyazibonela ukubana hayi leli lizwe kukhululekile jonga akula operation wavotela papi
yazi long sleeve kana short sleeve kana sarudzo dzapera muziva kuti ha misha yakutotamiwa hanzi takaziva kuti wakavhotera panani ndichiri kurangarira rimwe gore kuZimbabwe mumwe bururu wangu akanga ari teacher murairidzi asi akataura kuti haina handigone kunyora akapiwa munhu akanomubatsira kuti akwanise kunyora nokuti aityawo ndakapinda ndega mubalot ndinozonzi wavhota pasiripo asi akati aiwa ini handikwanisi kunyora saka Chris tichitarisa hedu nhoroondo yesarudzo dzeamerica tinoona kuti vakasarudza kuti sarudzo dzinofanira kuitwa musi wechipiri wekutanga tichibva muna pafirst monday yanovember the tuesday or first tuesday yacho vaitwa sarudzo saka vachidaro November wega wega muna mbudzi kuZimbabwe zvinonzi mbudzi haarorwe hakuitwe zvakawanda asi muno vari kuita sarudzo muna mbudzi okay, wangauchedza kubata va Sunday.
Mr. Sunday, hello.
Hello, how are you?
We are fine. How is Florida today?
Florida is very, very peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
But also gripped with a lot of anticipation.
Yeah, it has been one of the states where the candidates have been crisscrossing for the last couple of days. Can you tell us how the activity was like?
It is very peaceful. Like I said, a lot of people took the opportunity to do the early voting, which helped in decongesting the polls. But in terms of activity, it just seems like a normal day. There's nothing that really stands out besides people taking an hour or two from work so that they can go and cast their vote. And the one thing is that it's happening in a very, very peaceful way, which is very, very encouraging given the closeness of this election.
Nguva yekuvharwa kwesarudzo inguva ikoko vaSunday?
So far vanga vakativo I think somewhere around 7-8 PM. But it's no one from experience vanotivo kana paine vanhu vachakamirira kuvhota havavhare vanomirira kuti vanhu vakamirira kuvhota vese vapedze kuita kasi yavoto.
Tinosimboona musarudzo dzekumusha uku pachiita kunyunyuta vamwe vachita pazouya mamwe mabhokisi atisina kuziva kuti adhindwa kupi tazodi zvichemo zvakawanda takaona ndo dambudziko rakaitikawo zvakare kusarudzo dzakaitwa kuUganda vanopikisa vainyunyuta vachiita zvimwe chete gore rino muno muAmerica takanzwawo vaTrump vachiti sarudzo dzinenge dziri kubiridzirwa idzi munotarisawo sei nyaya idzodzo
kunoku hatina zvatiri kuona zvatiri kunzwa on the ground zvinoenderana nematauriro iwayo because mavoting yekunoku ari electronic and uchikasta paunokasta vhoti yako inoita go through the electronic system saka unless kana kwauyawo nikivhu hatizivi asi so far zvinenge zvirikungoendeka zvakanaka.
Aiwa, maita basa vaSunday ramba yanyu muri parunhare. Chris, we are now joined by Dr. Noah Manyika. He's a Zimbabwean based in North Carolina and he leads an organization called Build Zimbabwe. Dr. Manyika, welcome to Studio 7 Live Talk.
Thank you.
You know, you have been following the American system for quite some time when it comes to elections. What can you tell listeners this time?
Well, you know, it's a wonderful thing. In spite of all the noise that can be going on, particularly during this election, it's just a wonderful thing to see a system where people can advocate for their different platforms and positions, and then have whatever debate is going on resolved in a plebiscite, which actually reflects the will of the people. Is it a perfect process? I don't think that there's any electoral process which is perfect, but I think that there's nothing as wonderful as being also able to have recourse in the event that there's something that goes wrong. We saw immediately, for instance, there was a news report that there are some two clerks in Florida who were immediately fired when their conduct in the electoral booth or in the election in the place where people were voting was considered not to be up to scratch, and immediate action was taken. So, you know, it's wonderful to experience that.
Mm. And North Carolina is one of the battlefields. What do you predict in your state?
Well, you know, the thing about it is that the two political parties are addressing different needs. This one, I think, will go down to the wire because there are people who feel strongly on both sides of the divide. You know, one of the unfortunate things, though, you know, I've worked in the low-income communities for the past 22 years. One of the things that is unfortunate when things become as kind of contentious as they have been is that there are some needs on the ground that are never really, really addressed. Mm. I live in a town where there's a lot of what is called gentrification, and a lot of poor neighborhoods have disappeared because of the migration of people coming from the north, from New York and from Chicago, from the West Coast. And a lot of these very poor people have been affected. And, you know, to a certain extent, I really don't hear either of the political parties really addressing that. And for me, that's a very, very important issue. So, yeah, but I think it will come down to the wire.
Oh, thank you so much. Stay on the line, Dr. Manyika Chris.
Yes, we go back to Mr. Sunday. Mr. Sunday, Florida has had problems before. Do you foresee any problems this time around?
We don't foresee any problems so far, especially with the way that the electoral process is going. And I think since the problems during the Gore-Bush election, a lot of the systems have really changed. For example, every single poll polling station is now on the electronic voter grid. So that has really changed such that tallying of votes is going to happen immediately after the polls have closed. There is not going to be any manual paper votes coming from any county. Every single county in Florida is now synced up with the electronic voter system.
Varujidzo, muri kuonawo sei kwamuri kohwayo nyaya yemavhoti ari kutariswa kubva kuma vavhoti vechitema vanonzi maAfrican American pamwe nemaHispanic. Tiri kunzwa kuti ipapo ndopangangoita kuti pave nemusiyano pakati pava Trump naMike Clinton. Halo, Varujidzo. Ndoimba kuti nhare yavarusvidzo inenge iri kumboenda ichidonha. Regai ndikande mubvunzo iyo kuna Dr. Manyika. Dr. Manyika, African American vote ne Hispanic vote muri kuonawo zvichipinda sei dai iri njuga? Hanzi vamwe vanoti yadya ngwandi, vamwe vanoti kudii apo.
Nyaya yacho neyakaoma hama yangu, nokuti ndoziva kuti traditionally ma Democrats vote yema African Americans nema Hispanics yanga iri yavo yavakabata chose, and Barack Obama, for obvious reasons, you know, vakaibata nyirikiri vote yachona iyoyo. But kutaura chokwadi, ina handifungi kuti ma candidates ari paya ese ari mairi anoaddressa zvinhu zviri deep zvinoaffecta mabato iwayo evanhu. Saka tichaona kuti zvinofamba sei. Ndandifungoti iye zvino vanhu vari ku mina isusu chaizvo. I mean vanogona kunge vamwe vari kudaro nemhaki iye zvinhu zvakataurwa naTrump. But handizi kuti pazvinhu zvinomirira Hillary chaizvo vese vese here vanhu vanenge vari zvezvi excited kuti handokwatiri kunovhoterani. Handifungi kudaro. Saka tichaona kuti zvinosvika kupi. There are surprises that we have seen it before my elections iwaya. Saka tichaona.
Chris. So, Mr. Manyika,
yes.
From what you are seeing, I mean, comparing what you were hearing about the possibility of elections being rigged Mr. Trump not accepting the results, what do you think when you look at what's going on now? Is there any sign or a reason why Mr. Trump should reject the outcome?
No, you know, some of the, you know, that's political noise. You know, every time we get close to an election, you know, people actually call the election season silly season because you're going to have exaggerations of certain positions and stuff like that. That's just political noise. And that's also things that are designed to really rile up the base. So I don't think that the results of the election are going to be contested. You know, this is not like what happened before in Florida with the hanging chads and so on. You know, those things have since then been rectified. So I really believe that that's just... Remember, that is Donald Trump. And I don't think that anyone should be surprised that he would be needling everybody, his own political party, the electoral process, the opposition... that's who he is. That's his political style. So I think tomorrow you're going to wake up with an uncontested result.
Mm. Mr. Sander, are you still online? I think we've lost both Mr. Rujidzo and Mr. Sander.
Rujidzo, I'm back.
Oh, you are back. Mr. Yeah. Rujidzo, the balance of power in the Senate, do you see it changing after these elections? Because at the moment, Republicans are dominating there.
Yeah, we are going to see it changing because from how I see it, those who were supporting Trump as the president are also supporting his senators. But there is a split there. Like those who were saying Trump cannot be a Republican representative, they are also saying we can't vote for his senators. But it's unfortunate here in Ohio, from how we have seen it, our Democratic senator is trailing behind the Republican senator, according to the data that they are showing us, that the Republican senator has got about 3 or 4 points ahead of the Democratic senator. But I just hope countrywide the Democrats are going to have more senators coming into the Senate after this election. Maybe by the end of the day we are going to see a lot of changes.
Oh, thank you so much, Mr. Rizzo. Chris, maybe you may have last word.
Mr. Manyika, just a final word, and it's just a few seconds. We're just about to go to the end of the show.
Well, I hope that we'll have an election like this one in our country where people are free to truly express their feelings and that it will be reflected in the result at the end in 2018. I really hope so.
Okay. Mm. Oh, thank you so much. You have yourself a wonderful night. I mean, I know you'll be glued and watching just like the rest of us. Thank you. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, guys. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for all you do. Thank you.
Yes, that was Mr. day. Manyika. He was our guest. We also had Mr. Promise Sunday from Florida and Mr. Zwitsairu Zwitso, who is in Ohio. My name is Chris Gandhi. Stay tuned to Studio 7 on the web and, of course, on Facebook. Good night, Zimbabwe.
And remember, we are going to have another live talk at 11 to 12. That's this night. Thank you so much.